Welcome to Bonus Licks, where we have just finished doing a great interview with Burton Stahl and Jimmy Lynch of the Music Explosion. They also were supported in that interview by members of the Ohio Express, Dean Castron, and also Dale Powers. We played a song, guys, from your collection of songs, Burton, called Stay By My Side, which you guys wrote.
Yes.
And then you didn't get any credit for it. It got taken away from you.
Well, we didn't know that they were going to put it on the album.
Okay.
Because we had just gone in and we played it and they liked it. And that's the last we had heard of it. And then all of a sudden it shows up on the album.
And so, but you guys are, it's showing up, but you're not the writers anymore.
Not according to them.
Guys, this is the topic I'd like to talk about. Is there was a lot of things that you guys, all young men, I mean, everybody, you have to get a perspective on this that we're talking about. And if I'm wrong on you two, the Ohio Express are about 18, 19, 20-year-old men, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And you guys are just coming out of high school when a little bit of soul hits, correct?
19.
You're out of high school. So none of the players in those days had any business savvy needed for what was really going on. And you guys didn't make any money off your recordings.
I had problems finding an attorney that had any kind of knowledge about theatrical.
Is that right?
That was the biggest thing.
Wow.
And I would have, you know, had we been in a bigger city, possibly, but it was just.
Yeah, Columbus, Central Ohio, Mansfield.
Yeah, that was it. No, Mansfield, you know, Central Ohio, Columbus may have.
Right.
You know, the bigger cities, but Mansfield, Ohio.
No, Jim is saying no.
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 There wasn't.
Yeah.
As often as like less than 10 years ago, there still was no entertainment attorney in Columbus.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think there are a couple now that have started doing, because Columbus is really becoming a musical capital.
Finding out there's some money there.
Well, there's money, but from a purely a talent standpoint, the Central Ohio footprint, which goes all the way up to Mansfield, where you guys is now being identified as a new Austin. So if you didn't know that, guys, thanks to all of you, Central Ohio is getting on the map in that area. And on it. Now, you guys had the same deal, right? When all these big hit records, did you guys get any money for having Million?
No, we did not.
Not a penny came your way.
No.
Do you? If I'm stepping out of line, let me know. But do you get any money now for any of your hits? And you'll follow up with the question too, Bert, after they answer.
We don't get any money for publishing. We get money for playing right now, which is digital broadcasting money.
Okay.
And it's a limited amount. It's nothing really.
You're talking about streaming and that type of thing.
Yeah.
So you do get a little small piece of that pie now.
Within the last 3 years, yeah.
Okay. How about the Music Explosion, Burton?
We've been getting money for about the past 3 or 4 years.
Finally.
Finally getting. It's a portion of what our sales are.
Right. Well, you mean historically or just over the last couple of years?
Just whatever has
happened
recently
sold. Guys, I've not been there, but does that leave a pretty, I'm sure you're over, but were you pretty bitter in those days about, or were you not expecting any money and just being paid for your performing?
Well, we were bitter about it. I mean, I went through a period where I wouldn't even talk about it. Dean wouldn't, we didn't even discuss it because we just felt that we, you know, it was, now we know it was just part of the industry. Probably,
right.
I remember hearing one of the guys for Three Dog Night said that, he said, you don't look around for a manager that won't stick it to you. You look for the one that won't stick it to you, that sticks it to you the least.
The least.
And that was pretty much the norm back then.
Wow. Yeah. And Jim, you had success with a big band out of Central Hall called Spittin' Image.
Yes, sir.
And are you of the opinion that that happened to you as well, or had the game changed 10, 12 years afterwards?
Oh, it was still pretty bad.
Still pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really received a whole lot of anything from that.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, you're doing it to get the first album out,
right?
You know, you're doing it because you know that if you get somebody to listen to that, you got a chance to do a lot more, and that's basically what it started out like.
So, if I'm going to restate that by so I understand it, you're saying that by getting that first album out, your brand begins to get established. You're getting it on the radio. You're not as driven to get that royalty off of the song as much as to get the next level of jobs.
Well, yeah, and see, with us, it was like we were allowed to do our songs.
Yeah,
and because it was that much after these guys did it, and so we did the songs that had been written by Mimi and by Ed in Spittin' Image.
Yeah,
we did them, you know, and we played on them.
Now, you'll forgive me. Are you credited with any writing on those albums?
No.
Okay. So how about later on? Did you have, well, of course, Sam and Dave, you didn't write anything.
No. Well, who needed to?
You're right. Right. But I didn't know if you got to collect off that way.
No.
And then I know you had did you have an original on McGuffey Lane when you were in that band?
No, that's a cover. Van Morrison.
Cover, yeah.
Into the Mix.
Her
Lipstick.
Which highly recommend, by the way. A really nice recording. See how the off the Call Me Lucky album.
Yeah,
Call Me Lucky. So how about the treatment on the road? Did you guys get the monies that you were anticipating getting in those days, or was that also?
Yeah, pretty much. We what they would do, I don't know what they do today, but back then they would send in 40% or 50% payment that the promoter realized that if the show doesn't happen, he's lost that 40% or 50%.
Okay.
We would never see that, but we would pick up the other 60% or 50% on the road, and then what you would do, you would play for so much. If the gate hit a certain amount, you might get an overage of money.
Okay.
And we would pick up that, and that's how we lived, and that was the only money that we really ever seen playing on the road. Right, Burton? I mean, that's same way with you guys, right?
I was amazed that when I found out that it didn't matter how much you made, and what mattered is, did you write the song? Did you? I mean, if you were the writer and did all that side of it, you usually, you know, had ASCAP and some of those groups that would give you the backing. Other than that, it was, unless you had a contract, you didn't. There wasn't anything for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a contract. Didn't matter.
Yeah, right. That's the same contract we had.
You guys could have benefited from some real good lawyering in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's all damn over the water, but man, oh man, it's and you're not the first one to suffer through this.
Oh,
and,
no.
And you know, not that I'm trying to make this about us, but our band didn't. Mm-hmm. They were just getting a stipend every week, a paycheck, and now we have learned since that he's got some of that corrected, so the originals are being distributed.
No, that's good.
But some people don't have the means to even address that. So it's really a shame. And I mean, that's the way the world was though in those days, guys.
Yeah.
And then were there any other? I know that the Ohio Express had some multiple identities out there. Did the Music Explosion, or was there any confusion between Music Explosion and Jamie Lyons and the Music Explosion? Was that a competitive situation?
No,
nothing of that nature.
No.
The way they had to cope with.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
we so. Didn't. Well, boys, I sure have appreciated having you on the show.
You've been great.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Oh, absolutely.
Been great being here.
And I do hope that everything that we are talking about behind the scenes will come to fruition, and the five of us we'll be out on the road performing for not only Ohio, but I mean, I want to see us in every state we can get to in these next few years. So, folks, if you're hearing us say that for the first time, we'll give you more news if, in fact, it all comes about. But in the meantime, you've just had a chance to listen to Bonus Licks with the Ohio Express and the Music Explosion. And once again, I thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this extra special segment. And tune in next week on Local Licks.